3 o'clock, Raul. SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic presented by Coors Light, Madison Brown Ice Cream, and Black Irish Cream benefits the V Foundation for Cancer Research. So, 20,000 mythical dollars. Ready? 20,000 mythical dollars.
Yep.
Give me the Chargers -3.5.
You're a jerk.
Over the Raiders. Go Chargers.
Wait,
words you never heard out of my mouth. Before.
Yeah, maybe you are Charger making fan. Amends with the Chargers, and they'll give us a Charger.
I think the Chargers are going to be really good. I got nothing against.
I hope so. My whole fantasy team is tied to those dudes.
Yeah, my fantasy team is tied to the Raiders. Yours is tied to the Chargers.
Your fantasy team is tied to the Rams, not the Raiders.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Rams.
In which you're going to be in trouble about.
Hey, is this normal for this game? Apparently, SoFi Stadium is not going to allow alcohol sales in the second half for the Raiders-Chargers game.
I think that is normal,
I don't know if that may be normal. I know food services,
Well, usually at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm not a drinker. As you know, I had a really bad experience a number of months back.
Where was that again?
Clearman's Galley.
That's
the Clearman's Galley incident. They're making a film of it, actually. Yeah.
What if I told you?
I went to Clearman's Galley. Here's another nugget. Sean McVay is obviously now talking to reporters, and he talked about Allen Robinson. He says, we got to try to get Allen more involved, but there were some opportunities for him to come to life that for a lot of different reasons, it didn't end up occurring.
Huh.
Now, don't you think he's basically saying there were opportunities for Allen, he just didn't seize them?
Yeah, clearly.
Because Allen Robinson got two targets the entire night. And he was our big, shiny, new wide receiver signed to a big contract. And the guy that was going to take over for Robert Woods and definitely was missing in action last night for the Rams as they got hammered at SoFi Stadium. And I said this last night on Twitter. In the Sean McVay era, this was as non-competitive as I've seen a Rams team.
Well, you forgot about the Baltimore game when Lamar Jackson
Baltimore game was rough.
Beat him 44-7, I think.
But was that McVay?
Yeah.
That was McVay.
A year after they won the Super Bowl.
I know it was at the Coliseum.
Or a year after they went to the Super Bowl. I think the Rams are going to be fine, but that offensive line has got to get fixed.
Yeah. And
all right, here's the bets I just sent in for this weekend. Two different parlays. Are you ready? Let me know what you guys think.
So two different losses.
Could be. They're just three-team parlays, so 6-1 odds. And I'm betting the 8K I just won off of Mason's golf shot.
Oh, that's just rude of you.
All right, so here's my first bet. Alabama, I'm giving 18.5 at Texas. You guys like that bet? Well, Alabama beat Sark by 18.5.
I like that bet.
I'm kind of rooting for Sark in that game.
Why would you root for Sark? You got drunk and ruined
your
team.
I hate Alabama.
The other bet, Mace. I know you have money on this. USC. I only have to give 8.5. Mason's given 10.5.
That's
right. Line came down, so 8.5. USC at Stanford. And my last one is the one strangely I'm the most worried about. Hawaii. I'm taking the Rainbow Warriors at Michigan.
Plus,
I get 52 points.
52 points.
52 points. I already have a bet on Alabama State getting 50.5.
I think I have money on that too.
I didn't want to bet on that. So that's my first three teamer. All right, Alabama, USC, and Hawaii. Then on Sunday, I'm taking Baltimore to beat the Jets by 6.5. You like that?
Yes, I do like. I have Baltimore in my cover five pool.
All right, Vikings to beat the Pack in Minnesota. I get one.
I don't like that.
Home dog. I get one.
What are you reacting to, Devontae Adams?
Alan Lazard,
I think, is questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just like the Vikings. Though. I think the Vikings. I like Kevin O'Connell, the guy who used to work for Sean McVay. I think they're going to be good this year.
Yeah,
and then the third one,
MVP candidate.
The Titans against the New York Football Giants at home. Giving 5.5.
I got that one, too.
Okay. So those are the bets.
Somebody pulled somehow, I guess off TV, at some point I was on camera in our seats last night, and the point is the girl sitting behind you guys is fire.
Oh,
yeah, and you, of course, never noticed her?
No, I didn't notice Roger Goodell. He was sitting right there.
She's right there.
That's amazing how they could pull a random picture of you out in your seats at the stadium.
At the stadium.
Clear as day.
Are your feet over the
No,
side?
I have a railing that I can put my feet up on.
That's a great that alone makes your seats invaluable.
And an aisle.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Of course, what a waste of her sitting behind Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even notice.
Give me your seats.
These old guys made no move either. I can tell you that.
Well, it didn't look like she was too interested in them.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, John, one of the things that we pulled for today, actually we pulled it for yesterday, Ed Orgeron, who's a guy that we
I love this. Oh, but Funch, I have a question. Just answer it on the air. Did you bleep it?
Of course I did.
Okay,
excellent.
Thank you. So here's the background. Ed Orgeron, who was fired at LSU, and then they replaced him with Brian Kelly, and then Brian Kelly lost his first game, but he's getting $10 million a year. Ed Orgeron was fired at LSU.
Yes.
Just 2 years after he won the national championship and went undefeated with Joe Burrow, one of the great college teams of all time. But in just 2 years, LSU said, nope, we don't want you anymore. He has the best attitude about being fired, really almost anyone I've ever heard. Listen to Coach O, and could you take this attitude if you got fired? Here he is.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Say, Coach, things are not going well. No shit. Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So what's next?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother? I'm so great.
Now, I think I could take that attitude. $17 million to go away. I think I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, the... First of all, it's a great deal. It's a great. I can do it. I actually did do it when I was working in New York City at WNEW in New York. We reached a point where it was time for
it was untenable.
It was untenable. They paid me for the final year and a half of the deal, and I coasted, and I had no issue with it whatsoever. 18 months. You had how long did you have on
six
the beach?
Months,
six
greatest months. Months, greatest 6 months of my life.
Yep.
Got paid every 2 weeks, and I literally went to the beach 4 times a week.
Yeah.
The entire time. It was, you are the big cushy buyout, as you used to call it. It's the greatest.
Yeah. That used to be the thing. We were always trying. Lazard is rated doubtful for Sunday. We were just talking about that. Alcohol sales stopped shortly after the start of the fourth quarter at SoFi.
So they're going to just, because it's Raiders, Chargers, they're going to pull the plug at halftime?
Yeah. Let's say it's because it's Raiders.
Well, yeah. But
it's
that's
because
what
it's Raiders.
That's what we do. So that just means that Sleewa and I have to drink a little bit heavier early.
Correct. You will have to begin the day early.
Yeah, so we have to get there at 9 instead of 10.
Oh, you know the other thing I was going to mention? First of all, I said the SoFi is an open stadium.
Okay. Yeah, but the debate of is it hotter or cooler from inside to outside?
Hotter.
Really?
Hotter.
You know, you're not the only one who told me that.
I sweated out last night.
It was that, so it was clearly
It was definitely hotter.
Huh. That surprises me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so, Greg, on Sunday, though, it's going to be more reasonable.
Totally
now,
fine.
If it rains, did you have a game last year where it rained?
No, but...
Do you feel raindrops if you're sitting in there?
No, my understanding is you don't. There was a Charger game last year where there was lightning, and they
actually postponed it.
I think they just delayed it until
right.
the lightning
They
was
postponed
gone.
It for like an hour.
But I don't think rain is an issue at SoFi because you do have a roof. The only reason why heat was because it was so friggin' hot yesterday and all week long. And that's the one thing. We're sitting at the Black Gold Golf Club where our golf tournament is taking place. And the one thing I'll say, the heat is broken, which is good. It's drizzling a little bit. There's a little bit of rain. There's a big gust of wind. But it's at least more comfortable than it would have been doing this yesterday or the day before.
Oh, yeah, and the breeze is great.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be able to get the golf in. There's still golfers out there. They're still kind of fighting through the wind and the rain, and it looks like they might be able to get play for about another hour, and then it looks like the rain's coming.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next, let's see. Coming up next, is that thing, John, remember you wanted to get to and you
sure.
said.
Sure, I'm still waiting to get to it. It's about
like,
damn
not
time.
Sure, and then, okay, so we'll do that. The 2022 ESPN LA Golf Classic, sponsored by our partners at Roger Dunn Golf Shops. For the largest selection of golf equipment, swing by Roger Dunn Golf Shops or shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic at Black Gold, Mason and Ireland show coming up for you in about 45 minutes. We got a little super crosstalk with Shidano and Cappy, who will both be out here. And I saw Cappy roaming around earlier. Is he practicing his jump roping?
I don't know. I haven't seen. I hope so.
Yeah, he's supposed to be able to.
I got some money.
Is he practicing? Oh, there's Shidano too. Okay. Oh, of course, they're having their private meeting with Chris Morales that they have before every show.
All right, so I'm trying to decide if the woman in this story is really mean or kind of a genius.
Okay.
So you guys help me out. A woman was so mad at her boyfriend after they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why he broke up with her. She hacked his FIFA account. Now, Bergen, do you ever play FIFA?
Yeah, I've played it. I'm not very good at it.
All right, Funch, you ever play FIFA?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not good at it, too.
Okay, so apparently if you are good at FIFA, mm-hmm. your team can move up, you know, in the standings.
It's just like soccer.
Right.
You get relegated, you can get up.
Exactly. Oh, you climb up, yeah.
So she says it took hours, but it was worth it. After he broke up with her, she hacked into his FIFA account and relegated him to the lowest division that there is. Does that make her a genius or just really mean?
That's so mean.
That's such a genius move.
Genius.
Funch, what do you think? So genius. Is she a genius or the world's biggest jerk?
I mean, this dude must have did something really bad to her.
No, they broke up.
No, but I'm thinking he must have cheated on her or something like that for her to go into his FIFA account and hack it and get him relegated.
Look at her, too. She's like not.
No, she's cute.
She's
cute.
Not always about looks, John.
Yeah, but there is more than looks.
Greg, look at her and tell me it's not always about looks.
Oh, she's very attractive, but that's, you know, sometimes it's not about looks.
Yeah, sometimes it is about craziness.
Yeah.
Personality.
Personality.
But you guys realize that.
Sense of humor.
She's not an heiress.
All of these things.
You don't know if
looks,
she's rich.
Personality, sense of humor. Money's different, but those other things. The level of craziness that most guys will put up with is directly relatable to how good-looking she is.
The crazy hot scale.
Yeah. You'll put up with way more from a hot girl than you will from a girl who isn't. But this girl seems quite attractive. And he
But he must have done her wrong somehow.
Yeah, and she went in and hacked it's FIFA.
I think it's genius. It's a genius way to get back at him. I'm
right,
assuming.
So let's
assume.
Let's,
how long did it take him to get back to that? That's not a,
it's a
that's
shame.
Not like a day.
It's a shame. He ruined her life, probably.
Well, you don't know.
Right. I'm projecting on this that the guy did something really bad for her to.
Now, once she put this
FIFA
story out on TikTok, people started to comment on other things they have done when they felt like they had been wrong.
Oh, nice.
Okay? So I just want you to tell me, do you admire it or does it cross the
line? Okay.
Okay?
That one crossed the line, by the way.
That did not cross the line for me.
I'm with Mace on that. Okay, but how about this one? I unscrewed the radiator cover, put some frozen fish in, and screwed it back on.
Oh, God.
See, that's funny.
See, that's funny.
It's cross
mean, it's
a
funny
line.
No, that's funny.
How are you going to get rid of that fish, Funch? Did that cross a line?
I think that's genius. I think
it's very funny.
It's very funny. It's going to take a
moment. Okay,
we have to stipulate that whoever is doing this got really wronged in the relationship.
Okay, fine, but You've been the one who has been wronged, and you've been the one who did the wronging.
Correct.
All right, so you have to look at it from both sides. How about this one? And but keep in mind, most of these are women doing things to men.
Okay.
Okay? I took the fuse out of the plug of my ex's gaming PC. I just imagine him spending hours trying to figure out why his PC wouldn't work.
Brilliant. Bravo.
Absolutely brilliant.
Bravo.
Like that, Greg, that doesn't cross the line. What? You're okay with frozen fish in the radiator?
You're okay with shutting down the gaming thing, but not with hacking the FIBA?
Because you're not losing all of that progress that you made over, it probably took him years, months, whatever it happened to be.
Shouldn't have cheated
this way.
Shouldn't have cheated
on it.
You're
just shutting the whole thing down, and you just have to figure it out.
Probably.
All right, now this person apparently felt very wronged.
Okay.
I donated every piece of furniture we had to a charity shelter, including his brand new road racing bike.
Oh.
And I also took, this would hit Jorge where he lives, all of his signed rugby jerseys. So let's put Briones in this situation. He's got all those jerseys. If he wronged Brenda and she took all the jerseys and then took all the furniture in their house and gave it to a charity shelter, is that creative or did she cross a line?
I think there she crossed a line. She's actually giving away valuable stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's not a stupid game where you try to climb the rankings and all that. I mean, this is actual stuff that I'm sure this guy uses to live. What were the items?
It's all of his furniture.
It just is all the furniture.
All the furniture. Yeah, I mean, you can't destroy somebody's living space.
I mean, it depends on who bought the furniture. Like, if she bought the furniture, then she can do whatever she
wants.
Why
would she give it away if she bought it?
Because she doesn't want him to have it.
All right, go back to the original girl who relegated the guy.
In FIBA.
In FIFA.
FIFA.
She says, and then he loads millions of pounds. It's not real money. It's like mythical money. So he had compiled, because he plays FIFA all the time, millions of dollars in mythical money.
No.
I used it all on terrible dance moves. So when his team scores a goal, the old whoop whoop gangman style would come out, costing him money every single time. That's pretty
funny.
Creative.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Very funny.
And she ended it with, "You hurt my heart. If you do it, I will hurt your heart twice as hard. Don't F with me."
Oh, see, it doesn't even sound like it was that bad. She just got
broken. No, she was upset that he broke up with her.
Yeah. And that's it. It's not because he did something crazy.
Yeah, but we don't know what went on between that. You don't know inside the relationship.
She said, "I'm going to go twice as hard." So that means she's going twice.
I assume that anybody's going to this length has to have been wronged.
That was awful.
Like, well, it could just be an honest breakup. Like, I got a buddy right now.
He got to do one or the other.
He's about to break up?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he doesn't know how to do it. He's been trying to do it.
Ooh.
It's a very difficult process.
Yeah, and he's like,
three words: on the radio.
Get her consent first, please.
No, he'd kill me. But. He's like basically said three times, I'm out of it. I don't love you. I can't keep this going anymore.
Said it to her?
What? He said it to her?
To her. She goes, "I don't believe you."
What?
She goes, "I just think you're going through a bad patch. You'll be back." He goes, "No, I won't."
Wow.
And she's like, "I don't believe you." And
she's very persistent.
Yeah, well, and she's just refusing.
She's wearing him down.
She's refusing to accept the breakup.
Correct.
It's an interesting strategy.
Yes.
Do they live together?
No.
Okay.
But
easier to break up with somebody when you don't live with them, sure.
But I think she thinks they're still in a relationship, and he clearly does not.
Well, he needs to ghost her.
He's tried. Says,
well, how do you not? How do you fail at ghosting? Just stop texting, stop answering, stop.
Yeah, I guess he could do that. He's too good of a guy to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, if she sounds like she's sitting in the dark, switching the lights on and off, like Glenn Close
is,
and Fatal Attraction.
But, yeah. I don't think she is, but it's like he's tried three or four times. Okay, I'm sorry. We got to end this. And she's like, "Nope, you'll be back. You're just having a bad month."
Best way to break up is to get them to break up with you.
Well, that's what guys always do.
Yeah, that's the way I always
do. That's what they always
best do.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Tell you what, coming up, let's.
Wait, can I bring something up coming up?
Yeah.
About memorabilia.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going. We'll do that coming up next.
I don't understand why people want to buy certain things, but this one I cannot understand in any way, shape, or form. I'll tell you what it is next.
Okay, Thursday Night Football is now Amazon's Prime Night of Football, because Thursday Night Football is only on Prime Video. This season, watch all your favorite NFL teams, all your favorite NFL players, all competing in one place. The new exclusive home for Thursday Night Football is Prime Video. Watch the games on any device and visit Amazon.com/TNF for more. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Great day at the course. Great day at Black Gold. A lot of folks coming out and playing. It is our big annual event to raise money for the V Foundation for Cancer Research. And there went that note. It's very windy out here. It's starting to rain a little bit, but guys are playing. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for being out here and being part of it. Brian Cranston's company, Dos Hombres, is one of the sponsors today. Brian was at the game last night, and I will read you directly what he said. He blames Ozzy Osbourne for the loss. He says, "We were 10-10 before that effer started singing." Which is true. It was 10-10 at half. Boy, it was amazing that we got into the halftime at 10-10.
Boy, Brian did an incredibly nice thing for me recently. When I was in Idaho a couple weeks ago, I met a guy whose son is an aspiring actor, young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, middle school, going into high school. And I said, "What got him into acting?" He goes, "You're going to laugh." I said, "What?" He goes, "Breaking Bad." Loves Bryan Cranston.
Wow.
So I sent a note to Brian. I said, "Hey, if you have time, just send this kid a note." And I gave him his address. Brian sent him a copy of his book with a note telling him to hang in there and to pursue acting.
Oh, this nice. Kid,
it's all he's talking about. His dad texted me like three times. He goes, "This was so nice. I can't believe you
did
it."
Oh, that's great.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, so I mentioned memorabilia, and I'm not a big memorabilia guy. If you walked through my house, you would not be able to tell I'm a sportscaster. I don't have a lot of sports stuff. You don't either, do you?
I've got like my I think there's a Rams thing somewhere in my living room, but that's
your awards.
Okay. And my awards. Of course, my awards.
All right. So our buddy David Kohler, who runs SCP Auctions, puts all this stuff up for auction that's really weird. And I always marvel at what people would be willing to pay for. So this week they put up for auction Ty Cobb's dentures.
Hmm.
Top and bottom sets of dentures on a block, which come with the original plaster denture holder and brass opening device. So it's basically his fake teeth.
Fake teeth, yeah.
The bidding is currently up to $10,000.
Hmm.
Why? I wouldn't pay $10 for Ty Cobb's dentures. Why is that worth $10,000?
So, all right. So investment. You got to look at memorabilia. A lot of people do as an investment.
By the way, the auction runs through today.
And appreciating with an appreciating value. There were Roger Maris baseball cards sold. It's like a little bit like NFL franchises.
I understand the baseball card thing, but dentures are something that are medical and personal.
Yeah, but people have bought Jackie Robinson's contract and signatures from.
Would you pay a lot of money for any of these things you're describing?
I would not pay for dentures. First of all, Ty Cobb.
Shouldn't that go without saying?
Actually, murdered.
I should not.
He murdered somebody, did he not?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the Ron Shelton movie.
Right.
I know he was.
And we won't let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, but Ty Cobb killed a guy, and he's in.
Yeah. So dentures. Yeah, I'm not going to go there, but I do understand people who buy things that appreciate. So if you were in my living room, you would see that I've got a nice painting thing on the wall. It's by a known artist.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in part because it's an investment, because it's going to gain. As soon as that guy dies, it's going to be worth a lot more.
Yeah, so then are you going
to
sell it?
I'm rooting. Well, no, but it'll be an asset. Like, don't you like to have assets in your house?
Not if I'm not going to sell it.
Don't you have any? Well, you could sell it.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything up like that.
Yeah.
I'm not an art collector. I wouldn't.
I'm not either. Believe me, I have one picture.
I don't have any memorabilia, signed anything. I'm just not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I do understand it. I know people who do it. I know they do it as an investment. There was one, what was it, the Joe Montana first touchdown ball?
Yeah, at Notre Dame. And somebody
at Notre Dame
paid.
Somebody paid a lot of money for it, and then somebody said, "No, I got it in my house right now."
Right. That's the other thing. I never know. Like, why couldn't I get an old pair of dentures and say they were Ty Cobb's dentures and sell them?
Yeah, well, you got to have an authenticator go along with the scheme.
Well, and the biggest scam
is a criminal
act. Certificate of authenticity. Because if I'm going to fake the dentures, why wouldn't I fake the certificate?
Yeah, they're only real. I would only trust an authenticator like Upper Deck, somebody who's like legit and in this
48
business.
Hours did a story on with Kobe once about all the fake memorabilia that's out there. And,
yeah.
And they brought him all this stuff that was being sold on auctions. Is this your signature? Nope. This? Nope. This? Nope.
Yep.
Just fake stuff.
Yeah.
So you never know. If you're getting
so
a real deal.
When it comes to memorabilia, there are only a couple of things that I keep. I do have a Sandy Koufax autographed baseball.
I think I was there when you got that.
I got that in
person.
We're
in Vero Beach, right? And you actually saw him sign it, so you know it's Sandy
I know
Koufax.
It's Sandy. I'll never sell it, right? I mean, I love that I have it. That's probably that and some Ram stuff. Well, now somebody, who is it, Steve from La Habra gave me this ring.
Uh-huh.
Gave me this Rams
memorabilia ring,
championship ring. You know it comes off and it's SoFi Stadium.
It's a memorabilia ring. It's just like the one the players.
Awesome. Thank you very much to Steve and La Habra. So there are certain pieces
you should give that to Bergman, and Bergman, you should wear that out. And if some girl walks up, you say, "What's that for?" Just say, "It's my Super Bowl ring. I'm a wide receiver from the Rams.
My name's Matt Gay."
Hand it over.
Yeah, sure. Take it out. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes for you.
Yeah, if the ring says Gay on the side, does that work against you if you're trying to pick up girls? I don't know.
Maybe not.
Oh, no, it says Cup 10.
It says Cup.
It is. Yeah. It's number 10, Cooper Cup.
It's got Cup's name on it. There we go, Greg. Take it out.
Yes.
I remember a guy during the 84 Olympics. I was living in Westwood, and he bought a fake medal.
Yeah.
And just went into Westwood with it. And
really?
It was for hand pistol shooting, and everybody believed him. Well, yeah. He didn't pay for a drink for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those Olympians, the Olympics are going on.
You would know.
Yeah, that's true. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Is Cappy going to play today?
It's Cappy going to play today.
Yeah, excellent.
It's 3:35. We still have
what difference is it?
What difference is it?
Okay, fine.
I feel like breaking, so I'm going to break. We'll play Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 7:10 ESPN.
What's up, Matt?
All right, it is Game of Games time, and look who's here. It is Cappy on the spot, Black Gold Golf Club. What's going on, Cappy?
Gentlemen, it looks like it's going to be quite a blustery afternoon.
The new reset, the diet working? Have you managed to stay on it?
I have. As a matter of fact, here at Black Gold, they have great food here. Have you guys eaten anything from here?
Well, I had red chicks
a little
chicken earlier.
Downstairs, and there's some ice cream running around here.
Yeah, I just ate inside the clubhouse here, and I had a salad, which for someone like me to see a burger on a menu, a chicken sandwich.
I'm impressed with your discipline.
I had a salad today.
It's impressive.
Pretty good.
That's impressive. Moving in the right direction.
Good. I'm going to lose 15 pounds. How many pounds are you into?
I am 10 pounds down. I weigh 205.2, and I'm going to weigh 195 by Halloween.
Okay, I'm also going to weigh 195. I'm going from 210 to 195. Now, one thing I do that I'm not sure you do is every Monday when I wake up, before I do anything, I step on the scale, I take a picture, and then I post it on Twitter.
Do you really?
Yes, sir.
To give you discipline.
Correct, to make sure that I'm responsible, not just to myself, but to everybody else, because if I don't do that, if I don't...
So you're tweeting it so that your listeners can hold you accountable.
Yes, and because people who want to play along with me, who want to lose weight
lose weight with me,
can also take their pictures of their scales.
Okay.
Although I will admit,
I'll play the Cappy game.
Nobody's taken a picture yet and put it out there.
Oh, it's not yet.
But I can see it.
I'll play the Cappy
a little
game.
Bit off it.
Yeah.
Off of
it. All right, so game's time. It is Bergman's game today. Bergman, what do you got going?
All right, so it's about NFL opening night last night.
Nice.
Opening night.
So Thursday night football has been the kickoff to the NFL season since 2002. So I have a quiz on opening night in the NFL.
Name is your buzzer?
No, it is multiple choice.
Okay.
So we'll go around in a circle. It'll go Mason, Ireland, Funchess, Cappy, and then we'll move around as we normally.
Okay.
So number one, the Rams and Bills obviously played last night. They have played in how many combined opening Thursday night games since 2002? Is it 0, 1, or 2, Mason?
Head-to-head?
No. Just they played in the game.
Oh.
The opening Thursday night game on Thursday.
0.
Okay, and Ireland?
What are the other choices?
1 and 2.
I'll say 1.
Funch?
Does last night count?
No.
Okay, 0.
I'll say 2.
The answer is 0.
Yeah!
Right, so Mason and Funch are on the board.
The Bills and the Rams had never played on opening night.
Had never played
prior
on opening
to last
night.
Okay.
Since 2002.
Okay.
All right, so number two. What was the biggest blowout in Thursday night kickoff history?
Mm.
These are, by the way, these are the top three blowouts.
Okay. So it's close.
So it is close. So is it A, Bills over the Rams last night, B, Colts over Saints in 2007. C, Broncos over Ravens in 2013, Ireland.
Broncos over Ravens.
Funches.
Broncos over Ravens.
What was the one, the Colts one?
The Colts was Colts over Saints.
And in what year is that?
2007.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos. I think Peyton was there.
Peyton was there, but the answer is the Colts over the Saints.
Oh, it was right there.
You were there for it.
Yeah, well, I was thinking to myself, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, really?
Yeah, it was 31 points. The Bills over the Rams was 21, and the Broncos over the Ravens was 22.
All right, so nobody got that.
Nobody got that one. Number three, there has been one year that opening night was not on a Thursday night, and it was on a Wednesday instead. Was it 2012, 2009, or 2010? And now, Funches, you first.
2010.
Cappy.
12.
9.
Right. Well, I can't have it to myself because everybody guessed one of them.
Yep.
I'll go 2009.
2012 is the right answer.
What was the game? Do we know?
Well, that's where.
All right, so everybody has.
That's the next one.
Everyone's on the board except for me.
Okay.
All right, so number four. The first game in 2012 was played on Wednesday to avoid the Democratic National Convention.
Oh.
It was played by which two teams, Cappy? Is it the Giants and Redskins, Giants and Eagles, or Giants and Cowboys?
Cap.
Giants, Redskins.
Mason.
Giants, Cowboys.
Ireland.
Giants, Cowboys.
Funch.
Giants, Eagles.
Giants, Cowboys is
the
lead. Mason takes the lead. I'm on the board.
All right. Number five. Back to you, Mace. Which team has played in the most opening night games? Is it A, the Saints, B, the Packers, or C, the Patriots?
I'm going to say Patriots.
Ireland.
Well, they normally pick the team that was in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's got to be the Patriots. I'll say Patriots.
Bunches?
Packers.
I'm going Pats. Patriots.
It is the Patriots. Patriots is the right answer.
Yes.
Okay, so Mason still has the lead.
A commanding lead of one, right?
Yeah, it's Mason 3, Kaplan 2, Ireland 2, Funches 1.
All right, number 6. 6 teams have perfect records on opening nights. Which one of these do not? Is it A, the Chiefs, B, the Seahawks, or C, the Steelers? And Ireland, you're up.
Okay. I think the Chiefs do.
Need an answer.
Chief, where are the other two?
Seahawks and Steelers.
I'll say Seahawks.
Funches.
Seahawks.
Cappy.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
And Mason.
I'm going to go Steelers.
It is the Steelers.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mason's pulling away.
Opening up a lead.
One.
How many are left?
One more and a tiebreaker.
Oh, Mason's already won.
Yeah, it's
I've got a clinch.
Win. Look
yeah.
All right, number 7. Peyton Manning holds the Thursday night opening game record for touchdowns thrown. How many did he have? A, 7, B, 8, or C, 6? Funches.
I'll say 7.
Cappy?
I was also going to say 7, so I'll just stick with my gut.
Okay.
I am going to go 7 also.
Is this combined on appearances on?
No, on Thursday.
In one game?
In one game.
6, 7, or 8.
Give me 6.
The answer is 7.
Wow.
7 touchdowns.
And Mason, that was a pretty dominating performance.
Yeah.
It was with the Broncos.
All right, we'll do the tiebreaker for fun. What is it?
All right, in that game that Peyton threw for 7 touchdowns, how many yards did he pass for? Closest without going over, and we'll start with Mace.
560.
Okay, Ireland?
475.
Funches?
409.
Cappy?
350.
Funches is the winner with 409. 462.
462.
Wait a minute, didn't I say 460?
No, you said 475.
Oh, I missed it by that much.
That much. That much. All right, so Mason with the win.
Mason got a point.
Nice. A much-needed win, Mace.
So Cappy, what's going on, man? You excited?
Yeah, so I texted Morales this morning. This is early.
The ringmaster.
Yeah, I texted him about.
He's normally up.
Yeah, I texted him early. I said, hey, man, we got like a backup plan in case like this monsoon really does hit.
Backup plan.
And he said to me, this is his answer to me. What's wrong with you? That was his response to me. Not like, yeah, we've already come up with what we're going to do. Should it really rain? His answer was, what's wrong with you? What do you say to somebody who says something
many,
like that?
Many, many things.
That was my answer. My answer was, too much to text.
Yeah, good. That's a good answer. Right. Well, you know, he's just trying to stir you up.
All the time.
Get you cranked up early, first thing in the morning.
I know. And then I got here, and he goes, you're a jinx. I go, why am I a jinx? He goes, well, you asked me it this morning about rain. I go, bro, for 3 days, all we've been hearing about is what's going to happen
on Friday.
The
storm is coming. The storm is coming.
Right. I'm no jinx. I'm just a guy who knew the weather for the first time.
Yeah, it I have a feeling. Now,
I got a feeling.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
If that the rain has already moved into where we are, maybe the Dodgers can play the Padres tonight in San Diego.
Mm.
Greg, well, they've said no, they haven't canceled it yet, right?
So, Cappy, are they really booing Juan Soto?
They are.
Wow.
Rightly so.
What do you mean, rightly so?
I mean, remember before the trade deadline?
Yeah.
It was like, maybe the Padres, maybe the Dodgers,
right?
Maybe the Yankees. But the advertisement of Juan Soto was, he's the best hitter in baseball. That was what he was advertised as, which is why he was so sought after at the trade deadline. Since he's gone to San Diego
yeah.
and put on a Padres uniform, you know what he's become?
A Padre.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
And you know what that means? He went from being the best to kind of going back to average. You know, he put on that uniform, and he went from the best hitter in baseball to just sort of average. And you know what? The fans down there have expectations all of a sudden because they celebrated when he was traded. Like, oh, my God.
They won the deadline. Right. A.J. Preller wins the deadline.
Hey, you know, Kep, I was thinking about something. People for
Dr.
years.
Dr. Clapper, how are you?
Yeah,
how are you?
Hey, Kep, I was thinking about something. So for years, in your entire run there, San Diego Charger fans were conditioned to hate the Raiders.
Yep.
Now the Raiders are playing the Los Angeles Chargers. Who are people in San Diego rooting for in that game?
I think it's a 50-50 crowd now. There are people who have come back to the Chargers. Like, you know, when they left, certain people were like, oh, I'm done with them forever.
Yeah,
I hate them forever.
Like Sliwa.
Right. Like me.
Like Cappy.
But now because they've got, you know, flashy young quarterback, they've got a – you know, they've got all the hype around them again. So many people have kind of jumped back on the bandwagon. They've kind of realized, you know what? It's really not that far. Like,
You think people in San Diego are starting to come around?
Some.
Oh, interesting.
And then others, like me, will never forgive. It's
right.
Like you were talking about earlier, about how when the Rams left L.A., you rooted against the Rams.
I rooted against the Rams when they went
then
to
St. Louis.
And
the Rams came home.
And I was a Rams fan again.
If the Rams would have moved to Vegas,
I would not be a Rams fan.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I mean, to me, it's about the franchise being in the city. By the way, a lot of blowback on Twitter
right,
over that.
So Dr. Clapper just whacked up.
Doc!
First of all, how'd you hit him, Doc?
I had the greatest time because I brought two studs from the orthopedic business who could hit the ball onto the green par four.
The smartest thing you can do when you play golf is bring people better than you.
Correct.
It makes your life easier. Now, I was driving in this morning, and I heard your promo tomorrow. Do you remember what you promoted?
Yes.
Highlight what you promoted, because these people, you're a specialist, as Mason and I often say.
Surfer? I think it started as life begins at 70.
Right. Yes. And it's St. Peter, a surfer, and somebody else.
Okay. Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne. Who's an example of life begins at 70.
And you watched the Rams game. You were there, the great Steve Mason, and watched Ozzy Osbourne. He's 73. What the hell is
he
doing?
Although
he had posture issues, he should give you a call.
He's like hunched over a little
right.
bit.
You're only the pre-op or post-op, but
he's pre-op.
At age 70, and I'm going back 500 years, Michelangelo has already done the David, the Sistine Chapel, all these great feats with his hands as a sculptor mm-hmm. and as a painter. At 70, 500 years ago, the Pope says to him, you now have to finish the project that we've worked on building the dome.
Oh,
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, yeah.
At 70 years old, you must now figure out architecture and finish it.
Wow.
So from age 70 to 89, Michelangelo devoted himself to completing the project. And one of the things he did that was genius was the supplies. Because he had such experience getting the marble out of the quarries,
right.
he was an engineer, made himself into an engineer. These are 20-ton blocks of stone.
Wow.
There's no bulldozer. There's no nothing 500
right.
years ago. He figured it out.
Yeah,
so,
that's unbelievable.
How do you get the stone, the cement, the water 250 feet in the air 500 years ago? Donkeys. But a donkey will panic if it sees a height.
Uh-huh.
It right. ain't going anywhere.
Right.
So
there
how do you
get it up there? There are four helical staircases in the inner layer of the dome at St. Peter's so that the donkeys can go up and not know they're 200 feet off the ground.
Yeah. What's weird is I knew that whole story.
So this is at age 70. He became the greatest architect who shaped the face of Rome.
Yeah.
Jack LaLanne, at age 70, towed 70 boats
right.
in Long Beach Harbor
oh, yes. yeah.
with 70 people
right.
in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a beauty to aging. That's mm-hmm. what will be the show tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
Can't wait.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I have
like
a question,
that.
Though. I mean, I really do. When do you cut these promos? Because the show's on Saturday morning. So what day of the week do you cut these promos?
You know, how much love I have from John Ireland, Steve Mason, and Scott Kaplan, I can't ever thank you guys enough because you guys are in the world. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. For you to observe that, thank you.
Yeah, but when
so
do you do
the deal.
Them?
My yeah. wife, by the way, says I never answer the question, so I'm going to answer the question. the answer is I don't want to go too far ahead, and I have guests booked for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I know from Art World Sports Surgery who's going to be the guest. And I actually already start thinking of the topic and the soundbite, so I'm usually 2 weeks ahead. So that's why I can finish the show on Saturday and
is.
Do the promo for next week.
There you go.
That's
Boom.
Amazing.
There you go.
That is amazing to me.
All right, we're going to do a little super. Thank you, Doc. Good to see
Thanks,
you, man.
Thanks, Doc.
We'll get to that over here. We'll
make
a little super
just so you know.
Crosstalk punch.
Super Crosstalk time. The SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic going on right now. A little Super Crosstalk with Sedano and Cappy. Guys, what's going on?
Hold on. We can't hear you. We need Sedano potted up over there, Ben.
Am I
there
on?
You go.
Yeah, there you are.
There you are
you guys run out of material already? You broke at 35,
they
told me.
I'm F it. I don't care.
I mean, between that and I heard Bergman was like the Doppler radar earlier. Like, hey,
he
we
was.
Only have so many minutes before it's going to rain.
He
and,
did
the
say it was like
and,
40 minutes till it was going to rain.
But the greatest thing was
that's what I heard.
Mason,
that's what my sources told
Mason,
me.
Mason, when the wind got up. Ran like Kent Shocknick in the earthquake.
Oh, yeah,
get
there's
the
this
desk.
Gigantic
get under the
tent
desk.
Blowing out. Me. I'm like, get, I'm getting out of here.
He was like George Costanza in that Seinfeld where there's a fire and he runs through the kids and through the old people and just so he can get out.
I'll tell you this. I love this weather right
it's
now.
Great it's great right
hot.
Now.
Yeah, it's
what do you,
too
wait,
hot.
Right now, what do you think is going to happen?
Heat's the heat, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you thought something was going to happen here this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
Did anybody bring a jump rope?
Lindsay did.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
So
Lindsay
you have
baseball
did? Yeah, all right. So, Cap, the bet is I've invested money in you.
I know you have, and I really appreciate the
okay.
way you bet on me.
You're the
on
only
me.
One.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you,
I bet
no,
against,
John
yeah.
Ireland bets on me.
Yeah.
I've let him down many times.
Yeah, that's
like, every time. I let him down in the
–
the...
You said that he thought you'd beat me in the push-up competition.
Right, I lost
you
that
lost
bet.
That.
Yeah. And now I'm betting that he can do 100 uninterrupted jumps with
and
a jump
rope. And it's not like – yeah, not like third-grade jumps, mm-hmm. like legitimate, like, pace
like
it.
Yeah, like
but the only thing
jump.
Is yeah. is this. I just want to – I want to say something. George and I were inside here having a little – lunch
yes
you know? And I
that marinated pork thing
well
was delicious
it was very good
yeah.
and it was a little spicy
yeah
you so, said you just had the salad
I did
no he had a little bit of mine too
oh okay but I had a little bit of his pork dish
yeah it was a
okay,
lot
right?
it was a lot
okay. and I'm sorry Rabbi I know you're listening right now but the pork dish that George ordered inside very tasty
yeah
but mm-hmm. kind of spicy
yeah
so now my stomach
Oh. Are you already making excuses?
Oh, yeah, this go. Is not good.
Yeah.
My bet
yeah.
is my
excuse
bet,
number
my bet's
one.
Not looking good now,
it's,
Cap.
It's looking all right, but I just want to say that, like,
did you try to practice yesterday?
I did not practice at all.
Okay. All right,
good.
Now here we go. We've cleared an area out for you right over here.
Uh-huh. And okay. what do you want me to do?
So here's the deal.
If you can do 100 uninterrupted jumps, I win what, Bergman, 10K?
10K.
Hold on. Can I have the – well, don't do it there. Dude. You're going to kill
no,
somebody.
Yeah, no,
you're
kill right over there. He's got plenty of room over there.
Do we have the wireless mic?
Open.
Yeah. You can call from there, George.
Yeah, I know. But for
George, you're going to do play-by-play.
No,
or
but I'm going to have
somebody's
going
to have
for you. I'm going
to
just kind of hold it out there for you.
All right. So, Cap, make your way over to that area.
I
there.
I think that
oh,
this jump rope's a little long.
Lindsay's going to be our side.
No, that's long like is a, good.
That's
it gives
you want long.
Long,
oh,
you want long. Yeah, you want more.
Why are they called jumping jacks? Jack LaLanne.
Really?
There you
All right,
go.
So
there you
Cap,
go.
Clear over where you got plenty of room
Let's just
over
see
there.
If you can do like 10.
Walk quick over where Lindsay is
before Ireland realizes how much of a mistake he made.
Go ahead.
You think I'm
no.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Okay. Well, I should have learned.
By the way,
from
I've
the
got $10,000
against.
On Cappy against,
yeah,
and then
now I get
Ireland
it.
Says he's going to do it. I've got no. I've
no,
got
no.
On.
No, John's got it on him. You've got it on.
All right, here we go.
Yeah,
ready,
exactly.
Cap?
You got it against him.
You want to try it?
Oh boy. He
Let's
looks...
give him. We'll give him an opportunity to do. You can do 3 warm-up jumps.
He looks a
so
little
you can
lost.
Learn the rope.
He?
Where's Carlo?
Did you break the rope?
I don't understand how this rope works.
He broke it already.
Did you break the rope?
If he broke the rope, the bet's off.
Oh God.
Yeah, so, okay, so Lindsay's giving jump rope lessons. Okay, so she is teaching him the basics of jump roping.
This
yeah.
isn't good. Lindsay's having to explain how to use
but
the
But Lindsay's
rope.
Trying to get the length.
It, you know,
right? We want to give Cappy
You're supposed
a fair
to jump
shot.
Over it.
Yeah.
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 I want to say one thing in advance, as I'm going to make many excuses
now,
before
you're
I start.
Say that this is not this rope is not up to snuff.
Not only that. Not only that, George. But the rain and the wind plays a role.
God.
Plays a role.
Come on. You're not tracking. It's not track and field.
Lindsay's
ready. You know?
If it's the right size for me, I don't need to adjust it. It's right. Fine for
all
you.
Right. She's shorter than.
We'll give you five warm-up jumps. Go for it. Just five, and then you can stop. Clearing out his area.
Yeah.
He's in the rain. One, two, three, four, five. You can keep going, or you can stop. Okay, now here we go. See if you can do 100 in a row.
Lindsay's got a break.
Lindsay's got a break.
That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot.
If you want to talk, Cap, I got the mic.
Here's the problem you're going to run into, John. It's not that he can't do the actual jump. It's that he's going to get so exhausted.
Oh, my God.
Cap, I'm counting on you.
I just did five.
Five.
You did it.
And I'm completely out of breath.
You did a triathlon.
Hey,
there's zero chance he gets to 100.
Can I know? Being that you say there's a zero chance, can I negotiate?
You can come down.
No, listen.
You got to negotiate with Mason.
No. Can I negotiate? Can I give him the five? If he does 95.
Absolutely not. He's going to go 100 in a row. That was
no breaks, Cap.
I don't think we should be stringent with this.
Hold on.
Can we get Dr. Clapper?
Dr. Clapper is here.
He's on site.
Come on, Cap.
Lindsay's coming over.
I doubt that.
You're not getting mouth to mouth.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on how wind aided he is already after five, Dr. Clapper?
I need to have the crash cart just in case.
Yeah, okay, the crash cart.
No, you can do it, Cap.
Now, are you going to do the 100 now?
Yeah.
No. Wait for our show to do it.
Well, wait a minute. It is your show. It's 401.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It's 401. All right. And I have to go if he fails. So that's why we have to do it now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. But you get the ratings for this. So here we go.
Yeah, ready.
Go for it. All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
23,
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32,
33,
34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48,
49, 50,
51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, slowing down, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92,
you're
93,
there!
94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100!
Whoa! Boom!
Yeah.
Boom!
Oh, look
and now he's just toying with it. He's doing boxer jumps. Cappy!
Way to go, Cappy.
Oh, that was awesome.
Look at that.
10K!
Way to go, Cappy.
Wow!
So what about Ireland now?
10K. No, I don't have to go now.
Now let's do 50 push-ups.
He was going to go if
I was only going to go.
Now let's do 50 push-ups. Let's
go. I got my
ticket. Oh, now push-ups. Yeah.
I don't want to do his
Cap, that was awesome.
Oh, is he trying to do the
Lindsay,
we should have made him do the crisscross.
Yeah, the crisscross is hard.
I thought he'd do 50.
We should have made him do the crisscross.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great work, Cap.
I believe you, Cap.
Easy 10K. Thank you, sir.
As they say in the radio business, drop the mic.
Well, look, and you redeemed yourself a little bit after last year's awful performance on the push-ups.
Yeah, last year.
It wasn't awful. He did like 40. Wow.
He did 43.
And you did 50?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been against you anymore. That was a mistake.
Get him something to drink.
Do you have oxygen,
doctor? Got any water?
That was awesome, Cap. Well done. God.
What do you think, George?
Not bad.
Zidane is both shocked and impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was excellent.
He's proud of me.
Yeah.
Let me feel your pulse.
Let me go.
Yeah, get the pulse. Probably
not. Oh,
higher.
Boy. But you know what? It's a regular pulse. It's not irregular.
Well, that's
so you're
good.
A healthy dude.
All right.
Perfect. Yeah.
This is appropriate.
As opposed to last year, he said you weren't so healthy.
Right. Hey. This is appropriate heart rate. Good job.
If I didn't start the diet on Tuesday, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Oh, you think so?
Okay.
You think the diet
so now, okay, now that we're feeling good about your achievement, we got to talk to you guys. You cannot finish last in the cover five.
Oh,
John,
stop.
We've had two. The whole thing has been going on for 2 weeks. We've been on 2 days.
Right, but you're on today.
Right.
You're at three goes.
Right.
How far are they trailing?
Right, but you guys literally are offering people's things that
correct prizes.
Like, come on.
About winning prizes. Literally, you're winning $100 every week.
But
that's the game.
George, I don't think you can catch us.
Yeah. Those things are worth hundreds of dollars.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes, we hit where they live.
Because we were told by the powers that be that if we got to 2,500, we'd get a fancy dinner somewhere.
But you can, Cap and I have had plenty of fancy dinners with Craig Karmazin. You can have one. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we're going to.
No, we're just hopelessly competitive. We never thought you could beat us. But you can't lose to Travis Lee.
But we've only had 2 days, and we're like 10 behind them or 15 behind them.
I'm not
Travis
counting.
Travis Lee have 482, and you guys have 453.
Right. They're fine. But they've had 2 weeks.
Last week too.
By the no, end they weren't. Travis was on.
Slee was on.
Okay, but one of their hosts was on last week.
Right. Well, just pass
we
them, guys.
Both off.
Guys, pass them today.
Don't get so worked up. I'm trying to work down.
So
I'm trying to come down.
No,
here.
Go bleep yourself, Mason.
Don't get so worked up.
I mean, I'm getting text messages. I'm just like, no big deal.
Wait, who are you getting text message? Oh, from Sedano.
From Sedano, yeah.
He's all worked up about it.
It's not a big deal.
But
the Cover 5 app is great. Download it. Use code
SK22.
SK22. No. Screw that. No SK. MI. That's all I want.
Oh,
MI. Now MI.
All right, we'll take it.
We'll take them.
Yeah. We'll take them. Yeah, we'll have dinner with Craig.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll see if that ever happens. But
it will happen.
Did I also hear you guys are giving away tickets to like a Charger game?
No,
giving tickets to
Rams
away. Raiders. They might as well. I heard they're going to give away the Grammy tickets for Monday, too.
We're giving away tickets to the opener for the Lakers versus the Clippers.
Ram Raiders tickets on December 8th. The Mason's Ren Spooner, ugly Ren Spooner shirt, USC Ren Spooner shirt, or you can go for UCLA
How do you win this stuff?
You just
sign up for the cover five.
We're trying to get to 2,500.
I mean, they have a lot of people listening. They've been on since Marconi invented radio.
Correct. So we cashed it in.
Wow.
But it would be embarrassing for you to lose to Travis.
I don't think anybody is keeping track.
I am.
Well, clearly.
I
am. Is keeping track. I'm not keeping track.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who
How
is.
About this?
Yeah. Sam.
If you go to the Cover 5 app and use the promo code SK22 and we pick your name out of the hat, Cappy will tattoo your name on his ass.
Cappy?
How about that?
Why would you do that?
You're going to do it?
Last place, Mace.
Last place, Mace.
Right there, right on my tuchus.
Sure, yeah. Don't put right my there. Name on your ass.
You don't want that?
No. I do not want that.
He says he's going to do that if he finishes last
Only
in fantasy.
Only if I finish last
And you know who
fantasy.
His second pick in fantasy was this year?
Who was it?
Cam Akers.
Oh, good God.
Hold on, your second pick.
Oh, my God.
Why would you pick him second?
Well, he was drafting first and 24th.
I was drafting first and 25th. What did you pick first?
Cooper Kupp.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's solid.
Now they don't have a pick till 25.
There was not a better running back than Cam Akers?
I don't think so.
Well, take another
by the way, I did think Cam Akers was starting. I was surprised he didn't start. Darrell Henderson looks
Was there
awful.
A tight end available?
I'll look it up.
Well, no, you need a running. You need two running backs, three receivers.
Sure, but if you're Cam Akers, what you're getting at 21, you could get somebody
did
else at 22.
You thought it was a good pick, or just because you wanted to
I
root
thought,
for
no,
him?
I thought it was a good pick.
Really?
I really thought I thought Cam Akers was going to start. I was surprised when Darrell Henderson was out there last night. Weren't you? I thought it was Cam Akers' year to take over the job.
I mean, the guy came off an Achilles injury right. way too fast.
You were there last night. We were all watching.
I'm looking. George, round two.
Yeah.
Mason's last pick was Cam Akers. So here, and then he took Ezekiel Elliott right after that.
Okay,
so
what was left
Ezekiel
on the
Elliott.
Board?
So here's who
much
he could
better
have.
Than Cam Akers.
Yeah, but I need
CeeDee
a running
Lamb,
back.
Mark Andrews,
I needed
Travis
a running
Kelce,
back.
AJ
oh, dude,
Brown.
Take one of those tight ends.
I needed a running back.
There's only five good tight ends.
We don't play tight end. We only play receiver. So tight end.
There's no
matter.
Tight end at
no,
all.
There's
so
no
here's
tight
some
end.
Of the running backs: Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne better than Cam.
I like Travis Etienne a lot.
Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
Reese Hall is going to get the ball more than
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I don't like Josh Jacobs this year.
Not Josh Jacobs, but Breece Hall and Travis Etienne will both get the ball more than Cam Akers.
J.K. Dobbins.
We'll find out.
J.K. Dobbins.
After Daryl Henderson's performance.
He's the lead running back for the
Daryl
Baltimore
Henderson's
Ravens.
Performance. I hope the Rams look and make a move.
But J.K. Dobbins is the most egregious. How did he last?
Miles Sanders, Rashad Penny could have run those.
All those guys
Miles
are
Sanders.
Starters and getting the bulk
year.
Of the carries.
What? Look,
thought that was Akers.
Down.
I thought Cam Akers
See,
was going to be the starter.
My heart rate's coming
I thought there
down.
Was
oh, there
no question
Beautiful.
He would be the starter.
By the way, how
in my mind, I was shocked when I saw Darrell Henderson.
Since Gurley's been gone, they've been running by committee.
Yeah, but Cam Akers got onto a great role 2 years ago. I thought, now the post-Achilles, Cam Akers is going to establish himself. Cam Akers rattled off a few hundred-yard games at
right,
the end of last 2 years ago. What do you mean, no, come on?
Yeah,
Cam Akers, nobody knew who was going to start last
night,
obviously.
Yeah, but Cam Akers is not a guy I'm taking, like,
I'm big on 21st
Cam Akers. Overall
I still think Cam
draft.
Akers is going to pay off.
That is a Matthew Berry would be ashamed of you.
Matthew Berry wow. came
he, no,
on.
He thought Mason seems better than my team.
He came on
so
this
we'll
show
see.
And said he thought my team was better than I.
Then Matthew Berry has already lost his edge since leaving ESPN.
Oh, no.
Hey, how last night we were talking yesterday about the crowd and what our expectations
were
going to be for the crowd.
What was the crowd, just the way you saw it?
50-50.
Gosh, really?
Yeah, it was 50-50.
Wow. Lindsay said that.
I was surrounded by Buffalo Bills.
Did you go?
Really? Now why were they so rude to you?
Yeah, I heard you almost
got into
a fight.
What did they do?
It's like it was a bunch of
the Bills fans were feeling their...
There was just a what?
A bunch of amateurs.
What do you mean amateurs?
It's like we're at our first football game. We're going to get absolutely hammered.
But that's what they do in Buffalo.
We're going to get in the faces of Rams. I had the worst close talker. I mean, guy got into my face.
Is this the 5% owner
and said,
of the
team? How you like us now? No, that guy, the 5% owner guy, was liquored up, but he wasn't getting in my face.
Yeah.
No, and I said to the guy, I said, first of all, back off. Secondly, where do you keep your Lombardi trophies? Third, when's your flight back to Buffalo?
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
Wow. Where do you keep your Lombardi trophies?
I've never had a run-in with a Niners fan, with any other fan, only a Bills fan.
What would have happened if he, like, wanted to step to you at that point, though? Like, what happens then?
Juan would have kicked his ass.
You mean if he would have...
Tried to step to you. Like, what do you mean get out of your face? I'll get in your face. Like,
well, he couldn't step any closer, but yes, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. He was right on top of me. I wouldn't have thrown down.
Yeah.
No,
we were too close to a railing.
Didn't you
be honest,
get Greg, didn't you say Karate Kid comes out, new Karate Kid comes
today.
Out?
Cobra Kai.
Mates, you do the fake Karate Kid. If the guy says he's gonna step to you, you just go and then make those noises like Mr. Miyagi used to make.
So this is the first time you've been in a stadium with the Bills fans?
Yes. No, I was there once before, but the Rams were so bad in 2016 it didn't really matter.
Yeah, they're pretty rambunctious.
But, like, 49ers fans are...
No.
They aren't bad.
Listen, people that come from snow, like, for 9 months out of the year,
yeah.
You grew up there. You like, that part of the country, that's way worse there.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a different level of... They got to get drunk just to be able to stay warm at games.
They do. Honestly,
have a very good team.
In the end, they were harmless. They're a great team. That's the best-looking team I've seen in the last couple of years. You know, there's no candy coat. And, I mean, the Rams got absolutely bullied last year.
Hey, Sonato,
tell me
bullied.
If you agree with this parlay that I put together for college football tomorrow, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, first game, Alabama.
They're going to crush Texas.
I'm giving 18.5.
They're going to crush them.
Okay. USC, I'm giving 8.5 at Stanford.
I don't love that.
I don't think Stanford keeps it close?
I just don't know.
I don't know. I would. There's probably a bunch of other games on the board that I would look at.
Okay. Here's the one I feel the most nervous about. Hawaii. I'm taking the Rainbow Warriors at Michigan. I get 52 points.
I take Hawaii.
52
Hawaii.
Points.
Hawaii is really bad. They lost to Vanderbilt by like 40.
But it's hard to lose by 52.
Dude, they lost by 40 to Vanderbilt home.
But here's what will happen. They'll get up huge, Michigan.
Yep.
They'll play a whole bunch of other guys.
But their other guys are really good.
Probably so.
They're better than what Vanderbilt
and their fourth-string guys are probably better than Hawaii's first-string guys.
They'll backdoor cover that thing.
I don't think so.
No.
You don't think so?
I would take
Hawaii. Why pick on the fine people from Hawaii? Once you get up 35-0, call up the dogs.
I hope Timmy Chang brings them back to glory.
Timmy Chang!
Is he coaching them now?
Coach. Chang is their coach now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah, that's why.
That's full circle.
Yeah, Timmy Chang is their coach.
Take Pitt to cover the 6 against Tennessee.
Oof. In SEC country?
No, it's at Pitt.
Oh, okay. Then
You were still there, I would take Pitt, but they don't
have you. If I knew you were going to line up for the winning field goal.
Keaton Slovis, that's right. Wasn't there a battle between two old
Keaton Slovis
and
JT Daniels.
And did Pitt win that game?
Pitt won.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I don't love the Hawaii, and I just don't know.
You're nervous about the USC.
I don't know what Stanford is, so historically they play USC close, but USC could blow the doors out. I just don't.
Stanford
know.
Stanford was, I think, like 4-8 last year.
They were bad.
It's not necessarily a great Stanford team. They played Colgate last week. Who knows? We played Rice. Who knows? I think USC. I thought Caleb Williams looks like the real deal.
I think that's one of those like sucker bets where it's like 8.5, and you're like, oh, 8.5. Psh.
Well, so you know, I laid 10.5.
But yeah, I got a better number. I waited.
The number has been coming down.
You
so
took
I
USC
bet it earlier
to give 10
in
and a half?
Week.
Let me see what the Action Network says.
Yeah, I laid 10.5 earlier
in
the week.
I think now, the Action Ireland Network's going to tell you it's down to about 8.
Game's at Stanford,
eight
isn't it?
Yeah, game's at Stanford.
On the farm, as they say.
5 o'clock Saturday, tomorrow afternoon.
All right, by the way, still this will happen during your show.
Bama's up to 20 now. You got a good number.
Whoa.
Okay.
USC.
Yeah, Bama I'm not worried about. I think Bama blows Texas out.
Pitt is 6. Let me see. Where's USC? Hold on. I just got to put the Pac-12.
I just realized
the
last
network.
Four producers of the Mason and
they're
Ireland
all here.
Show
are
look at
all
here.
Where does Greg rank on them?
Well, Singer, is there.
Yeah, Dave
and then
Sanders
there was Amanda, who's right behind him.
Yeah.
What's up, Davey
and,
boy?
Then it was Greg, then it was Lindsay, and then it was back to Greg. Right. Rank those in order of preferred
go ahead,
producer.
Mason. Okay. I'll say Lindsay one. No.
You already screwed up. No. Amanda one.
Yeah, I mean, you booted Lindsay off.
Lindsay
can't make
two.
One.
Singer three. Greg four.
Greg's
five. First tenure, four. Greg's second tenure, five.
Perfect. So here's the USC standard. It is 8.5.
I think that's a compliment.
But so
I do too.
USC's getting the larger percentage of the bets, but Stanford's getting the larger percentage of the money, which means,
the sharps on Stanford.
11 sharp moves on Stanford.
Do I have to have an account to do that? Or like, do I have to pay for that?
Yeah, like a yearly subscription.
How much?
I don't know. It's like $90 or something.
All right.
$89.
All right.
Well, guys, have a good show. I'm going to try to read this thing off Greg's phone.
What are you going
to
do?
Supercross Talk. I'll stick around if you want me to. Supercross Talk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Back Monday at 1. Bergman, have fun at the Chargers game.
Yeah.
Go Raiders.
Bring home a victory, Bergman. Right.
And coming up next for you is Shidano and Cappy Friday afternoon live from Black Gold Golf Club at the SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic, 710 ESPN.